So I want to keep this thing in good shape for the Lord. I want to keep it a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Don't you? Yes, I want to do the best I can. Okay. Now that anyone who rebukes a mocker, you know, if you go up and talk to these kind of people, you'll just get a smart retort from them. You know, if you ask them, so you just don't say nothing to people like that. You know, I mean, it don't do no good, does it? No, it don't do no good at all. If you rebuke the wicked, you're liable to get hurt. So he tells you, just don't bother rebuking them. Don't say nothing to them. You know, there ain't nothing you can do. They will only hate you. But if you find somebody that's wise, and you hear that they're fixing to do something like this because somebody else is doing it, you go and sit down with them and say, you know, let me explain to you that this tattoo you're fixing to put on your body, number one, it's permanent. You can't change it. It'll be there forever. And also in the Scripture, the Lord says we're not to tattoo our bodies. So since the Lord says He doesn't like for you to tattoo your body, now if you have a tattoo on your body, can He forgive you for that? Oh, yeah. Sure He can, you know. But if He said He doesn't want you to put tattoos, if you take a wise young man or woman and you sit and talk to them, and if they are wise, they will listen to you, and then they won't go down and have these tattoos done. And I can tell you for sure that 5 or 10 years from now, they'll come to you and say, I'm so glad I sat down and talked with a wise person. Yeah. See, they were wise, and they listened. They will love you for giving them sound advice. Won't they? Yes, they will. I can think about the little girl that said, some of you may have heard the song, I had the world's meanest mother. Any of y'all ever heard that song? I had the world's meanest mother. She made me clean my room every day. She wouldn't let me stay out past 10 at night after I got 16. She just, on and on. She made me learn how to cook. I had the world's meanest mother. When I wanted to go out and do other things, she made me stay at home and taught me things around the house, how to clean house. I had the world's meanest mother. But she said, now then, that I'm 35 years old and I have my own daughter, I'm now the world's meanest mother. Because she said it made me a wonderful housewife. I can please my husband, and I'm so glad that I had the world's meanest mother. So now I am the world's meanest mother. See, we only understand that after we get grown and have our own children, right? Well, I mean, when we're 16, we want to run around. Who wants to stay home and learn how to cook a cake, right? Now, who wants to do that? But mother says, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to stay home, and I'm going to teach you how to sew. I'm going to teach you how to cook. I'm going to teach you how to do things. So you, one day, you'll get married, and when you get married, that man, they say that two can live as cheap as one, but let me tell you, that's not true. He can, as long as one don't eat or sleep or nothing else. That's the only way two can live as cheap as one. Is that right, Jesse? When you take a mate, it starts costing a whole lot more money, doesn't it? Yes, it does. You know, so that's the way life is. So that's wise. But the wise, when rebuked, will love you all the more. So wise people, learn who's wise, talk to them, and they will love you. Now let's go to the next couple of verses. Teach the wise, and they will be wiser. Teach the righteous, and they will learn more. See? So the righteous, you know, the people that are righteous, that's the church. That's why we're here tonight. We're trying to learn more, aren't we? Amen. That's why we're here. That's why we come here on Tuesday night. So we can sit here and learn more about the kingdom of God. Because when we go out here, we don't want to be the same tonight when we leave here. We want to be better than we were when we came into this place. Teach the righteous, and they will learn more. What does that say? If you're righteous and you're taught, what will you learn? More. Do you want to know more? Absolutely. There's no limitations. I want more. Lord, I ask the Lord, Lord, continually fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Give me revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from Your mighty Word. When I sit down in my office or wherever I'm at, driving down the road in the car, or if I got a CD pushed in and I'm listening to the Word of God, Lord, teach me. Well, today as I'd come over to the parts house to get some stuff, I've got a new translation, NLT version, and I'm listening to it, the New Testament, starting in the New Testament. I was about chapter 6 of the book of Matthew. But I'm driving down the road and my air conditioner quit working Saturday, so I have to ride with the window down. So when I get up to 55 miles an hour, it's so noisy I couldn't concentrate on the Word of God. So I just reached over and turned it off. I said, Lord, I'll just pray and talk to you, because when I listen to that, I want nothing disturbing me, not even the wind blowing in the window. I want to be able to concentrate on your Word, because I want wisdom from your Word as I hear you teach it. And that's what I want. So teach the wise and they'll be wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn more. Fear of the Lord. Now this is what we were talking about earlier. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now then, you need to know that God is the one that holds every breath that you breathe. He does love you, but He can say, Thurman, that's your last little deal. And I can't go to a higher court, can I? If the king says it's time for you to come home, that's why I've told everybody, I said, you know, if I'm at the minister center or I'm anywhere, whatever I'm doing, if I fall out, don't you call 911. You pray over me, and if God don't raise me up, it's His time for me to come to the house. And I don't want to die in no hospital. I'm going home. You know, I am not going to a hospital. If God is in control and He's my healer and I got to go to a hospital and give them several thousand dollars to watch me die, forget it. I don't need it. I ain't going there. You know, but that's my own personal decision. You can do anything you want to do, but I made mine. And it ain't going to be, I ain't going to die in no hospital. I ain't going to no hospital. Somebody said, but if your body comes under attack, you'll go. I said, no, I ain't going. I ain't going. Don't you dare take me in the car and run me to the hospital. If you do, on the way over there, I'm going to pray and ask God for it to be a car wreck before we get there. I don't want to go to a hospital. I ain't going to no hospital. Somebody said, well, you wait till it happens to you. Okay, well, wait till it happens to me. But when it does happen to me, I'm going home to be with Jesus. And I don't want to be there with no doctor spending money. I mean, you know, if you can't go there, that's okay. A few years ago, I couldn't go there. But now I can go there. I know who the King is. I know who the healer is. And I do know that it does state in the Scripture, it is appointed unto man once to die. You know. So somewhere down the line, I want to live to be an old, healthy young man. Now, that doesn't make sense, does it? I love being older, but I love being younger. I love being able to do everything I could do when I was 40 years old, when I'm 70 or 80 or 90. Amen. You know, my goodness gracious. Why can't we do those kind of things? Why can't we be young and vibrant when we're 90, enjoying the same things we enjoyed when we were 40? Amen. You know, going out to eat together, loving together, doing everything together, you know, working hard. You know, I mean, that's the kingdom of God. God doesn't plan for us to be sick and afflicted. But through sin, what is it that brings forth death? Sin. Now, how much sin should we commit as children of God? None. The Scripture says no sin. Now then, but fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of God. Knowing that He can say, it's over. And if He says it's over, you ain't going to take it to a higher court. So when the Lord says, that's it, son, I'm through with you, bam, I'm taking you out, well, then we're going out. You know, until then, we're going to pray and believe Him. You know, we're going to fight our battles. I don't care what kind of battles come. I don't care what happens. We're going to pray and believe Him for health and longevity, because He promised to give us a long, healthy life. So we ain't ever going to just get a little headache and say, well, I guess it's my time to go to the house. I'm going home, lay down, die tonight. No, I ain't going there. You know, it's only when I die, it's only going to be after the battle. You know, I'm going to know the Lord's calling me home, that's for sure. And when He does, then I'm just going to say, okay, Lord, we're ready. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in understanding. Now, how do you get this knowledge of the Holy One? How can you understand who God is? Hey, that's exactly right. Dave's over there pointing at his Bible. Now, this young man is just like all the rest of us. He went to church and everything else, and he thought he knew a little bit about God. And the very day that I made that statement over there in that plain old conference, I guarantee if you'll come to God and do what He tells you in the Word, I don't care what you got, He'll heal you. I guarantee you He will. He kind of looked up at me and in his own quietness said, He can't guarantee God will do anything. But now then, he knows he can. Because he's read the book himself. He knows now that if we meet the criteria that's laid out, we walk where God tells us to, we can pray and guarantee the King will do certain things because He said He will. Now, can God lie to you? Absolutely not. If God hates lying, do you think He would ever lie to you? No, absolutely not. And so, if we obey Him and do what He says, He will do what He said He will do. Now then, knowledge of the Holy One results in understanding. Then you begin to understand who God is and how He works. Now, wisdom will multiply your days. Now, do you like that? Not just add to your days, it'll multiply your days. You know, I mean that you multiply. 2 times 2 is 4, and 2 times 4 is 8, but 2 plus 2 is 4, plus 1 is only 5. You know, so I like the multiplication factor. I like that He's going to multiply my days. He's going to multiply my days, and He's going to add years to my life. Now then, I like that, don't you? Years to my life. He's going to add years. So I'm believing with all my heart that I'm believing God at least for a minimum of 120. You know, I mean, at least 120. You know, I mean, when I'm 120, I'm still going to be chasing my wife around the ministry center. You know, this young woman that I married to, I mean, I'm still going to be chasing her around there, you know. Hey, girl, get in here. Let's have something to eat. Man, I bring her up there, you know, I'm chasing that girl around there just like I do all the rest of them around there. I'm young. Ain't we? Praise the Lord. Everybody knows I chase her around all over the place out there now, you know. I mean, goodness gracious alive. I get tickled at some of the young people out there, you know, Cheryl will come running by and I'll grab her around the waist and pull her up there and just kiss her right there in the middle in front of everybody. And some of them say, you know, I ain't never seen an older couple that show that kind of love. You know, my mother and dad didn't do that, they say. But I say, hey, but this is the kind of love that Jesus tells us to love. You know, an outward demonstration. Now, we'll have to say that, you know, that we need to show that outward love to the mate that we're married to.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.